Ihyauddin presents Storytime, Suleiman and the Sunnah Salah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suleiman was a boy who would always perform his 5 daily Salah on time. In fact, since he was 9 years old, he would make sure that he went with his father to the masjid for every Salah. When performing the Farz Salah in the masjid, he would stand with the other boys behind the row of the adult men and perform his salah properly, without playing or talking in salah, like some of the other children, who were naughty and playful. However, Suleiman had one weakness. He was lazy to perform the sunnah mu'akkada rakats before and after the faras salah. Instead of performing the sunnah rakats before the faras salah, he would chat to his friends outside the masjid in the car park. And after the faras salah as well, he would go with his friends to the car park and chat to them. One day, Suleiman went to the home of his friend Mus'ab for the first time. When he got to Mus'ab's home, he was amazed at how big and fancy it was. The garden was beautiful, and the house had everything a person could want. It even had a swimming pool. Suleiman spent the afternoon with Mus'ab, after which they went together to the masjid for the Asr Salah. After Asr, Suleiman sat in the Hifz class, but he was too distracted to learn anything. He sat in his place behind his desk, daydreaming about Mus'ab's big and beautiful home. After a few minutes, Maulana Muhammad noticed that Suleiman was daydreaming and asked him, "Suleiman, what are you thinking about?" Suleiman got a shock and realized that he had been daydreaming instead of learning his work. He felt bad because it was disrespectful to sit in front of the Qur'an Majid and daydream, thinking about other things. He answered Maulana's question and spoke the truth. He said, "Maulana, I was thinking about Mus'ab's house. His house is so big and beautiful." Maulana asked him, "Suleiman, would you like to have a house like Mus'ab's house?" Suleiman replied, "Gee, definitely." Maulana then said, "Suleiman, that house is a house of the dunya. If you ask Mus'ab and his father, they will tell you that something in the house is always troubling. Something always needs fixing, something always needs painting, and something always needs to be changed because it is broken. The houses of this world are not worth us running behind them. As long as Allah Ta'ala has kept us comfortable, we should be happy. Let me tell you about a far better home than any home you can find in this world." Maulana Muhammad then said, "The best home for you to get for yourself is a palace in Jannah. The palaces in Jannah never break, never get old, never need any fixing, and never ever give any trouble. The bricks of these palaces are from gold and silver. The palaces in Jannah will never ever have cockroaches, rats, mosquitoes, or bedbugs in them. They will never need to be cleaned, vacuumed, dusted, swept, or mopped, because they never become dirty. They are so beautiful that you will never tire of looking at them, and they will never lose their beauty. The palaces of Jannah are far bigger and far more comfortable than the houses of this world. And the best part is that you do not need any money to buy a palace in Jannah." As Maulana spoke, all the children in the Hifz class were picturing the beautiful and amazing palaces of Jannah, and were wondering how they could get these palaces for themselves. Suleiman could not contain himself and asked, "Please tell me, Maulana, how can I get this palace for myself?" Maulana replied, "In the blessed hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person who performs the 12 rakats of sunnah mu'akkada salah every day, Allah Ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannah." As soon as he heard this, Suleiman felt guilty. He knew that he was lazy, and now he realized how much he was losing out by not performing the sunnah rakats. Next, Maulana Muhammad asked the class, "Who can tell me when these 12 rakats are performed?" Mus'ab put his hand up and said, "I know, Maulana. There are 2 rakats before Fajr, 4 rakats before Dhuhr, 2 rakats after Dhuhr, 2 rakats after Maghrib, and 2 rakats after Isha, before the Witr." Maulana Muhammad was pleased and said, "MashaAllah, well done." Then Maulana said, "If a person makes a habit of not reading these rakats of sunnah mu'akkada salah, and he has no excuse, then he will become sinful. These sunnah mu'akkada rakats are important, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be particular about performing these rakats. Finally, Mawlana Muhammad smiled and said, "That means that instead of chatting to our friends in the car park before and after salah and making a noise that disturbs all the other people in the masjid who are performing salah, we should take out the time to perform the sunnah mu'akkada salah." Sulaiman smiled and knew that though Mawlana Muhammad was speaking to the whole class, this message was for him. Sulaiman was happy that Mawlana Muhammad had spoken to them and corrected his weakness, because now he knew how to be a good Muslim and how to get a palace in Jannah. From that day on, Sulaiman made sure that he always performed all his sunnah mu'akkada salah and never left it out. From the story, we learn that there are 12 rakats of sunnah mu'akkada salah to perform every day. Besides these rakats, there are also other rakats which are sunnah ghair mu'akkada and nafil. We should also try to perform these rakats so that we can receive more reward from Allah Ta'ala. The second lesson is that sunnah mu'akkada means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular about these actions. Sunnah mu'akkada is very important for a Muslim, and a Muslim should not leave it out without an excuse. Finally, the person who performs the 12 rakats of sunnah mu'akkada salah every day, Allah Ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannah. The end.